praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Give him a clap offering. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Well, we got a new year coming up. You know, God does a lot of peculiar things from Genesis to Revelation. And I'm expecting him to do a lot of changes overseas as well as America. And I'm just expecting God to do some things. Amen? Are you expecting God to do some things? You bet. He's all powerful, isn't he? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. So as we approach Sunday, we're going to have a golden anointing oil service. We're going to be praying for everybody's finances Sunday morning. And also we'll be praying for people who need prayer for other things other than finances. But most people, 100% of the people, I think, need some changes in their finances. Amen? Hallelujah. Be freed from poverty. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Father God, we come before you by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that you're a faithful, Lord Jesus Christ. Where two are gathered, there you are. We expect your anointing. We expect your gifts. We expect the power of your Holy Spirit. We expect the word to be anointed, Lord. And we expect all of us to leave here refreshed because of you, Lord Jesus Christ. So we lift you up and we honor you. You're the Son of the Most High God. We thank you for saving us. We thank you for writing our names down in heaven. We thank you for sending your Holy Spirit to us, Lord, when we accepted you as our Lord and Savior. We thank you that the Holy Spirit's teaching and counseling and comforting us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for victory over Satan and principalities and powers, victory over disease and sickness and poverty in the name of Jesus. We just give you praise and honor and glory, Lord. We can't say how much we love you, Lord, how you have loved us first, Lord, and how your presence is in this place. So we honor you tonight. We lift you up and draw all attention to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Healing is God's will. Turn, if you would, Chris, to James 1:25. I want to go there first before I do anything. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty, the word of God, and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, you notice it says work, not word there, this one will be blessed in what he does. You want to be blessed? Don't forget that God has saved you. Don't forget his grace. Don't forget his love. Don't forget his healing. Don't forget his name, you see. We have to look into the word of God, and we have to constantly remind ourselves, because the mind sometimes don't want to be renewed. It don't want to receive the word of God. It's enmity against God. So we constantly have to call upon the Spirit of God in us and to remind us. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty continues in it. See, we want to continue in his love. We want to continue in salvation. We want to continue in his peace. We want to continue in his grace. We want to continue in his mercy. We want to continue in his long-suffering. We want to continue in the anointing of the Holy Spirit. You see what I'm saying? This journey is one that starts, and we ought to continue in it. That's what God is saying. And is not a forgetful hearer. You see, a lot of people hear the word of God, and they forget. You see, and that's what the enemy would like us to forget, that healing, it belongs to us. Healing is God's will. Physical healing, spiritual healing is God's will. Amen? Hallelujah. So, continues in it, is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. This one will be blessed in what he does. So, there's a promise here that if we'll continue in it, we will be blessed. See, sometimes we start walking in faith, and we forget about his grace and his love and his peace. And you have to always be reminding yourself by looking into the Word of God, asking the Holy Spirit to help you. See, a lot of people think that there's one filling of the Holy Spirit. In other words, we were filled with the Holy Spirit and we spoke in tongues. That doesn't mean you're filled with grace. That doesn't mean you're filled with mercy. That doesn't mean you're filled with love. Every time you take a word of God and it becomes a renewed mind in you, you are filled with that and it'll operate in you. So there's many fillings of God. We're not talking about the baptism of the Holy Ghost with fire. We're talking about being filled with the Holy Spirit. So you were filled, you spoke in tongues, but that doesn't mean you're filled with faith. It may be in you in the Spirit of God, but that doesn't mean you're full of it. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So God, I wanted to start there because a lot of people are forgetful hearers of God's wonderful healing, God's wonderful miracles, and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes we have to have a financial blessing so bad that we start looking in Scripture for only money and we forget about His healing, His love, His grace, His mercy. We forget about the gifts of the Spirit. We forget about the mind of Jesus Christ. You see what I'm trying to say? It's not wrong to study that. But you must always remember and not forget what you already know that the Spirit of God has given you. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. So a lot of people think that, I believe the Word of God teaches us that if I'm filled with His love, then I can walk in that. And so many people were filled, and they spoke in tongues, and they think they're filled with everything. There's an ongoing filling, not forgetting the Word of God, continuing in the work, you see, the work of the Word of God, the work of the Holy Spirit in you and I, working the Word of God in us. Amen? Hallelujah. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. The Word of God is liberty. The Word of God is the mirror. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. So as we journey through this world, we want to know and understand that there's many fillings. When you're a doer of the Word of God, it's working in you because the Spirit is the author of the Word of God. That means He's filled you with that. That means you gave into that. Amen? Some of you may not understand that. Maybe some of you may not agree with that. But I've been on this journey for a long time, and just because I was filled and spoke in tongues doesn't mean I was filled with love. I'm talking about the outside, the renewed mind, getting the Word of God on the outside, the work of the Holy Spirit on the outside. I'm not saying it's not in you, but it may not be manifested. The Bible says the Word became flesh and walked amongst us. In 1 John 1 and 2, it talks about He was with the Father, Jesus, and He was manifested to us. Can you put that over there, Chris? 1 John 1 and 2. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We're going to talk about the healing. We're going to talk about how Jesus in Scripture showed the resurrection many times. Hallelujah. To build your faith up, to cause you to be refreshed. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled concerning the word of life. That's Jesus. Go to 2. The life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness and declare to you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested to. It was manifested to us. It became flesh. God's will was for Jesus to go to the cross. And if you believe the cross, that He took our sins, sickness, disease, and poverty, then it was God's will. It's God's will for us to walk in healing or to receive healing, correct? So if it was God's will for Him to leave heaven and to come down to earth, manifested to us, go to the cross, take the sins, sickness, and disease, then it's God's will for us to walk in healing. It is God's will for us to be healed. Healing is God's will. Say, healing is God's will. Amen? So if you believe that He came from heaven, the Word was with God, the Word was God, the Word became flesh, it was manifested to us. If you believe the Father sent the Son here and He went to the cross and He took our sins, sickness, disease, poverty, disarmed Satan, principalities and powers, then you must believe it's God's will to heal us. If he took that at the cross, see, sometimes we're forgetful hearers of that. Sometimes we forget the cross. Sometimes we forget the resurrection. Sometimes we forget it is God, healing is God's will. Say, healing is God's will. And so we're just going to backtrack a little bit. You're going to hear things you maybe already heard. It doesn't make no difference. We always have to be reminded continually so we don't forget. You see, when something tries to come on our bodies, we don't want to forget that healing is God's will. And the Holy Spirit is in you and I. And we don't want to be forgetful hearers of the Word of God. Correct? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, in Matthew 8:17, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, he himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. We must be reminded. We must not be forgetful hearers, saints. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. If you want to be blessed, you can't be a forgetful hearer. You got to look in the Word of God. You got to spend time with God daily. You got to ask the Holy Spirit to help you. You see? You got to remember that Jesus Christ took all sickness and disease. He defeated Satan, principalities and powers. That's how I got healed from multiple sclerosis. That's how I got freed from booze and drugs. That's how I got freed from a death wish. I had to constantly remind myself, I constantly renewed my mind that healing is God's will. It was God's will for Jesus to go to the cross. That's why he said it's finished. Amen? I've completed the work. Not my will, but your will be done. So it was God's will for him to go. See, the trouble is, we don't walk in those benefits. Forget about a lot of the cross. Start remembering and looking to the resurrection. The resurrection is where we should be walking. In times in Scripture, Jesus pointed out the resurrection power. I want to share some things with you God's been sharing with me. And it really builds me up and edifies me and gets me filled with the Holy Spirit and excited for Jesus. Amen? Hallelujah. So we went to 1 John 1 and 2, then we went to Matthew 8:17, and now we're going to go to Matthew, if you would, Chris, Matthew 16:28. Just follow, don't fall asleep now. Don't let your minds go off to California. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. Matthew 16:28. Assuredly I say to you, there are some standing here who shall not taste death until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. There's some standing here. Jesus was about to show them the resurrected body in 17. He hadn't been to the cross yet. But Jesus is all powerful, and he's about to show them his glorified body. Before he went to the cross, there's some standing here, assuredly I say to you, there is some standing here who shall not taste death until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. And so in chapter 17, verse 1, now after 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John and his brother, led them up on a high mountain by themselves, and he was transfigured before their faces, it shone like the sun. His clothes became white as light, the glorified body. This is before he went to the cross. What Jesus is saying here, he's announcing the resurrection. He's showing the resurrection what he's going to be like before he goes to the cross. Isn't that supernatural? Ain't that powerful? He's shown him that. And he hadn't been to the cross yet. If you and I can get a hold of this resurrection power and walk in it, and don't be a forgetful hearer, you will be filled with the resurrection power. The Holy Spirit will resurrect that power in you. You may be heading towards a problem, but you ain't going to be concerned about the problem because you have the power over the problem. Jesus was going to the cross. He wanted to do the will of the Father, but he's showing them. He says, this is my glorified body. Listen now, in verse 3, and behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them and talking with him. That means there's a hand in glove, old and new. Why would Moses and Elijah talk to him? Because they often spoke about Jesus from Genesis to Revelation, Moses and Elijah and so on and so forth. But when he was talking to them here, listen now, he was in his glorified body. But what Jesus is saying here, he's saying, see, I approved the prophets in the old and the new coming together. And they are going to see or are seeing the glorified body. You know, we often read him in the Bible, they never saw it. Well, Moses and Elijah did. Amen? And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them. See, this is supernatural. Jesus is announcing already, he's showing them his glorified body, his resurrected body. Then Peter, in verse 4, Peter answered and said to Jesus, look, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, let us make here three tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah. While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and suddenly a voice, listen now, came out of the cloud saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him. You remember when he was changing the water into wine? Mary said, do what he says. If you want to rise up and walk in the authority, hear what Jesus says in Scripture. Let the Holy Spirit bring light and revelation about Jesus to you. And if you allow that, hear him, it says. Hear him. He's now saying here, see my glorified body. I haven't been to the cross yet. He ain't saying that, but he hadn't been to the cross yet. And now he's showing his glorified body. And the Father says, hear him. Listen to what he's saying. All power has been given by the Father to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hear what he's saying. Hear him when he says that he took your sins and sickness and disease. Hear him when he says he fulfilled Isaiah's prophecy when he said, I took every infirmity. Hear what he says when he says, he's disarmed every principality and power. Hear what he says, healing is God's will. It was God's will for me to go to the cross. And I took your sins, I took your disease, I took your sickness, I defeated Satan and principalities and powers. You must learn of the resurrection power. You must learn and hear from me. Just as I'm showing these three, James and John, my glorified body. Just like I had Moses and Elijah talk to me. If that ain't supernatural, if that ain't beyond our thinking, but he's announcing and showing his resurrection power. What he's going to be like. Looking into a glimpse into a glorified body. Jesus often talks about things and shows us things before it happens. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Turn, if you would, Chris, to John 2. John 2, Gospel of John, 19 to 22. Jesus answered and said to them, destroy this temple, verse 19. Jesus answered and said to them, destroy this temple, in 3 days I'll raise it up. Hear him. Hear what he's saying here. He's talking about the resurrection power before it even happens. I'm going to the cross. Listen now, a lot of people, then the Jews said it was 46 years to build these temples. Will you raise it up in 3 days? But he was speaking of the temple of his body. So he was talking about the resurrection, not only on the Mount of Transfiguration, showing that. He was talking about the resurrection power here before it came to pass. God wants us to understand to be filled with the resurrection power. To be filled with the resurrection power. Every time I partake of the Word of God and I get it transferred into my spirit, into my mind, my renewed mind, you see, I'm filled with that. That Word is working in me. The Holy Spirit's the author of the Bible, and every time he can get the Word to work in your life, in your thinking, he's filled you with another part of God on the outside. He's helped you work your salvation on the outside. Jesus wants you and I to understand the resurrection power. Jesus wants you and I to understand the power of Jesus, how he came down. He wants us to be reminded that healing is God's will. Healing is God's will. I don't care what the disease is. I don't care what the problem is. Jesus has so much authority, he showed up late at Lazarus' grave. And they were all complaining. See, we want to know about this Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that has so much power that he can show a glorified body before he goes to the cross. He can proclaim that you go ahead and destroy my body. I'll rebuild it in 3 days. You go ahead. He's proclaiming the resurrection. They didn't know it. Jesus often said many things that they didn't know. Hallelujah. Amen? Hallelujah. Turn, if you would, Chris, to John 10. Look what Jesus says here. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down. I have power to take it again. This command I have received from my Father. They couldn't take him to the cross. They couldn't do nothing. He laid it down for us. Why? It was the will of the Father. Jesus said what the Father said. He said or done what he saw the Father do. That's supernatural. But he said they couldn't take me if I didn't want them to. The devil can't touch you unless you give him permission. He can't make you sick. He can't take your health. He can't take your finances. If we believe in the resurrection power, if we believe we're sons and daughters, if we believe we're kings and priests, if we believe we're the body of Jesus Christ. You know what? When in Mark 9:23 it says, all things are possible to those who believe. We must believe in the testimony of Jesus. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Amen? We got to stop hanging around sickness and disease and poverty. We got to start hanging around with Jesus. We got to hear what he says. We got to ask the Holy Spirit, help me to do what he just said. Help me believe in the testimony of Jesus. And when you do, your mind will eventually be free. Because you'll start renewing it, and you'll keep getting filled with different places that Jesus said in the Word of God. And all of a sudden, it'll be in your mind. And you'll be walking in the resurrection power. This outer man will. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, we love you, Lord. Romans 8:11. 8:11, Chris. You just heard about the power of Jesus. They can't take me. You hear that? No one takes it from me, but I lay it down for myself. See, God don't want to take you. He wants you to submit yourself to Jesus. Spirit, soul, and body. Hallelujah. But if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you. It comes through the spirit. He'll give life to your mortal body. He'll give healing to your mind. He'll give healing to your physical body. He'll give healing to your finances. Hallelujah. You shall be filled with the Spirit, and he will give you life as you and I take the Word of God with his help, and he manifests that Word in us. Every time he manifests the Word, you renew your mind, you are filled with that power of God. You are filled with that power of God. Jesus was without, he had it all. That's why he had no problem with the dead and the sick and the disease and the demons and the principalities and powers. We are working to be filled with his love, with his grace, with his mercy, with his long suffering. You know what it is? You got to learn to control thoughts. God the Holy Spirit is with you and I to control thoughts, and that we do what he says. Believe in his testimony. That's the spirit of prophecy. Every time you believe in his testimony, it becomes a part of your life. Are you following me?
Yes.
You're walking in the spirit of prophecy. You're flowing in the spirit of prophecy. His testimony is the spirit of prophecy. Amen? Jesus, the power of Jesus, you can't take it if I don't want to give it. But it's the will of the Father. I've come to take your sin, sickness, and disease. It is God's will for you to walk in healing. It is God's will for you to walk in healing. And he's saying, see, we all have the Spirit of God, right?
Amen.
But if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, hallelujah. He who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal body. See, I'm expecting 12 to turn around. I'm expecting a healing anointing to flow by the Holy Spirit. That people who come in this church, there's many people who have been healed here, but they're going to bring them in stretches. And the doctor said they only got 5 days. He only got 4 days. It doesn't matter with Jesus. It may, with you and I, we may have some problems. It doesn't matter. It's never too late with Jesus. He didn't hurry over to Lazarus' grave. He let him die first. You know why? He had power over death. Power over sickness and disease. Power over sin. You got the same spirit. Hallelujah. See, God wants you to, if the Holy Spirit is the author of the Word. Amen? You believe that? So every time the Word is working in you, you have been filled by the author. Isn't that right? I'm always telling God, fill me with your love, Jesus. Fill me with your faith. There's some things that I have to do. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. You pray in tongues, you build up your most holy faith. See, the reason why a lot of things don't happen, we're not filled with it. It may be in our spirit by the Holy Spirit, but we're not filled with it. The outside, the mind, is enmity against God, and it's fighting you tooth and nail. There's got to be a death. Hallelujah. So we saw the power of Jesus when he said, they can't take me. We just saw the power of the Spirit. Amen? Let's see the power of God. Acts 2:24. Turn, if you would, there, Chris. Acts 2:24. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Whom God raised up, loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be held by it. It's not possible for us to be held, if we believe now in the testimony, to be held by sickness, disease, demons, principalities and powers, oppression, depression. That's what God is proclaiming, and everything in Jesus belongs to us. Not because what we done, but what he done. His testimony. You see the power of Jesus. You see the power of the Spirit. Now you see the power of God, the Father, whom God raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be held by it. All things are possible with God. It's not possible for sickness to hold Jesus or death to hold Jesus. It's not possible. You see, we should walk in those footprints. We should walk in the testimony of Jesus Christ. It is God's will that you and I not be held by pain or depression or oppression, poverty, sickness, disease, demons, principalities and powers. He said, I am teaching you and preaching to you the resurrection power. Be filled with his resurrection power. God the Father says, hear him. Hear what he says. If he can call upon Moses and Elijah to appear and talk to him, but he was in his glorified body. Think about it, saints. Before he went to the cross, he already knew. I'm going to show you what my body looks like. Oh, they think they're going to kill me. The devil thinks he's going to win. I'm showing you my body before I even get there. So when you and I see this, that's the testimony of Jesus. That's the spirit of prophecy. You're going to have a glorified body. I don't care if you're at the bottom of the ocean. When he sounds off, everybody's coming out of the graves. Some are going to hell, but some are going to have a glorified body. Our spirit will be with Jesus. You know what kind of body? Just like Jesus had. He said we'd be just like him. Can we believe that? It's not possible it can hold him. Are you and I in Christ? Where's our identification? Jude 1:20 says, build up your most holy faith, praying in tongues. Philemon talks about having that identification with all those good things that are in you in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. He's Lord, isn't he? Hallelujah. So Jesus showed, hey, you can tear this down. I'll rebuild it in 3 days. But you know what he's saying today? He don't want the devil tearing you down.
That's right.
See? He's already given us the finished work. He's already given us the resurrection power. And God the Father on the Mount of Transfiguration said, hear him. Hear what he's saying. Hear him. And when you hear him and you are filled with it, you are filled with that part of the Spirit, because he's the Spirit is the author of the Word of God. Can you get a hold of that little revelation there? See, a lot of people are forgetful hearers. You know why? They're not filled with it. And the devil's always trying to steal. We're forgetful hearers. You know that? Go back to James 1 again, one more time before we close here, Chris. James 1:25. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty. You see, saints, you can't look in the Word of God. You see, and you got to ask the Holy Spirit, and continues in it. You got to continue in his love. You got to continually continue in the perfect law of liberty. You got to continue in the work. The work is the Word of God. The work is the Holy Spirit working in you. You see? Filling you with the Word of God. You can't get it from the Spirit to hear unless the Spirit helps you. Looks into the perfect law of liberty, where the Spirit of law is, there is liberty, and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, you see? That's the problem, saints. Sometimes we forget about the cross. Sometimes we forget about the resurrection. Sometimes we forget about it's God's will to heal. Sometimes we forget. And we're trying to get things from God, and all he wants you to do is just not to be a forgetful hearer, but he wants you to continue in it. So you have to keep telling yourself, you see? And when you do, the Spirit is the author of the Word of God, then he fills you with that Word. Then you're walking in victory. You know why people can't receive today? They're not filled with faith. They just think they got faith. And you do have a measure, but you're not filled with faith. Everything must be Spirit-led. Everything that God does in us must come from the Holy Spirit. If you want love, he's got to fill you with love. I'm talking about the outside now. Look at my glorified body, he says. It's glowing and glittering. And if we don't think he's in control, we're not reading the Word of God. Go ahead and tear it down. I'll rebuild it in 3 days. See, all that stuff he knows. All that stuff he wants to transfer into us. He wants us to have that kind of wisdom. If you come near me, devil, I'm going to cast you in out of darkness in the name of Jesus. Principalities and powers, you ain't running my family. You ain't running my mind. You ain't running the church. You know, 12 is a number where there's healing in governments. You know what kind of governments need to be healed? Church government. Now, I know governments need to be healed. See, I pray for Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Israel, and all the places over there. I want to see everybody saved. It may not happen that way. Some will go to hell because there is a hell. But that shouldn't stop us from praying. Amen? Hallelujah. I bind that principality and power from Palestine. I pray the peace into Jerusalem. I pray my God's going to supply the protection in Israel and the leaders and the people. You got to become an intercessor. Don't be going to God to ask him everything for yourself. Let Jesus become more important than you. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. When you look in there, and you say, my sins are forgiven, I'm healed, all that, you can't forget it. See, the enemy like to attack your body, and all of a sudden, you're going to get other reports, rather than remembering that he gave you healing. See, we go get everybody else's report. Do you believe that God heals today? You may be talking to some closet Catholic. No, God don't do that no more. No, the gifts went away with the apostles. They weren't gifts of the apostles, they're gifts of the Holy Ghost. But when they, We go out and we inquire instead of looking to the perfect law of liberty. And once you get a hold of it, you see, I have to fight to hang on to my healing in my body. I have to control thoughts in my mind. I say, that thought's not of God. I'm bringing every thought into the obedience of Jesus. I'm going to walk by faith. Jesus, this pornography thought, I'm giving it to you. This sickness thought, I'm giving to you. This poverty thought, I'm giving to you. This generational curse thought, I'm giving it to you. I'm going to control my thoughts. I'm going to walk in the resurrection power. Amen? Hallelujah. See, you can't be a forgetful hearer. You know, I say to some people, you know, God loves you. Oh, I know, I know. And they act like a witch. You don't know. You forgot. Oh, you know, God heals. I know, I tried that. You're a forgetful hearer. Well, I ain't ever seen a miracle. You are a miracle. Every morning you wake up, it's a miracle. Amen. Saints, don't forget he loves you. Don't forget he forgave you. Don't forget he died for you. Don't forget his grace. Don't forget his mercy. Don't forget the word of God. Look in the word of God. Don't forget to let that mind that's in Christ be in you. Don't forget. When you're a forgetful hearer, the devil will, boy, he'll kick your butt all over Colorado Springs. Is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the what? See, that's the word. The word working in us. That's the power of the Holy Spirit. Not the word, the work. The work of God, you see. Working in us. I'm going to work with the word. I'm going to speak the word. The Holy Spirit's going to help me do the work. The work of the word of God. I'm not going to listen to you, devil. I'm not going to listen to my mind. I'm not going to listen to my flesh. I'm going to listen to the word of God. You know what the trouble is? We got too many reports we're listening to. We got reports from Walgreens. You walk through Walgreens, and every aisle they got something that's going to turn you upside down, make your life better. Take five of these, four of these. If you'll take Jesus,
hey, come on.
You won't need all that other stuff. It's easier to swallow aspirin than to swallow the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Double. Triple. That lady back here can feel the presence of God.
Bless her, Jesus.
She's already standing here. She's already blessed, man.
Hallelujah.
God honor. Don't be a forgetful hearer. Remember what we talked about before. Uh-huh. But a doer of the work. You want to be blessed? I'm telling you, there's more full gospel people who have forgotten the power of Jesus.
Not here.
Huh?
Not us. Come on.
Okay.
Bye.
Play, we're getting ready to go somewhere else. Praise you, Jesus. Number 7, the orange. Hallelujah.
Look at that.
Blessed Jesus. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Those who want prayer, maybe you need to be set free in some areas. Come up here in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Oh, we love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we ask your Holy Spirit to come down and help us, to rise up out of us, and to bring the anointing in our lives that breaks the yoke of bondage. We give you praise and honor and glory, Lord Jesus, for your healing love. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, your compassion. We thank you for your long-suffering. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your presence. That's filling this place right now, Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, right now, Lord. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh. now. I command it all to be loosed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, the healing anointing of the Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Every bit of it. Loosed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, I touch him, Lord, with the anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Mighty God. Mighty God. Oh, the presence. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Mighty God. Mighty God. The presence of the Holy Spirit. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Mighty God. Oh, praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Ooh, hallelujah. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, the wonderful presence. Oh. Of Jesus, the presence of Jesus. Father God, right now, Lord, I bind any satanic power, Lord, that's trying to touch your daughter, Lord, and I just release the love of Jesus, the anointing that breaks the yoke, Lord. I release my faith in you, Lord Jesus Christ, every bit of it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Can I pray for you, brother? Not tonight? Okay.
Why don't you pray for my daughter? She's going through some legal issues at the DA's office. Her trial got postponed. And my illness that I have.
Father God, I pray for the daughter, Lord. I pray for the other one you mentioned, Lord. We bring it before you, Lord Jesus. I break every satanic power away from the daughter, Lord. I pray the peace upon her, Lord. I break your power, Satan. I break principalities and powers. You're not going to control her life. I give you a peace upon your life in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I ask for the grace, Lord, the wonderful favor that comes, Lord, into her life and upon the boy, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We just give you praise and honor and glory. And upon David, Lord, I ask for the impartation of a fresh anointing, Lord, upon his life, Lord, that will bring refreshing. Oh, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, I touch David right now, Lord, in Jesus' name. The presence of the Holy Spirit, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Jesus' name. Oh, yes, Lord. Precious Jesus.
Jesus' name. In Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Well, praise God. Amen? Give a lot of clap offering. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for tonight. We thank you for the anointing. We thank you for the word of God. We thank you, Lord, for the resurrection power that's being taught to us through your word by the power of your Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord, that healing is ours, Lord. It is your will, Lord Jesus Christ. Comes down through the Father, Lord, and you took it all at the cross. Now you want us to focus on your resurrection power. Help us, Holy Spirit, teach and counsel and comfort us that Jesus continues to be our Lord, that Jesus continues to be our focus. And we give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, for the help and power and the anointing that breaks the yoke of the Holy Spirit that keeps us focused on Jesus. We give you praise and honor and glory. And everybody said,
Amen.
Amen.